Good afternoon, everyone. It is Wednesday, June 1st, and wow, what a May we had. Mark Grundmeier is joining us today. He is with Latham High Tech Seeds. Mark, we're going to do our Ask the Agronomist question today, and of course, we're going to talk about the rain.
Yeah, absolutely, Liz. You know, there's been a lot of not only rain, but hail and storms and everything going on, fielding a lot of farmers' questions about what to do and what might happen if they can't get out there to replant.
Well, so I guess let's just start there. After the weekend of more wet, stormy weather, and the frequently asked question again is going to be, how late can I replant when I'm replanting my corn?
Yeah, Liz, you know, replanting is never an easy decision, that's for sure, and especially this point in the season because it's getting kind of late. The cost of replanting is pretty often the most deciding factor. Some seed companies, like Latham's, have a shorter maturity hybrids that are available. Then we also offer to our customers a price reduction on replant fields and hybrids for those fields.
Well, Mark, I know there's a lot of factors when a farmer decides whether or not it's worth the investment, worth the time and the money. But can you help them narrow them down and maybe put a circle around those factors to where they need to focus?
Well, certainly, Liz. You know, and you're right, there are a lot of them. But there's several key factors that can determine a field's overall yield potential. One thing I would do is I would point your listeners right away to Iowa State University Extension. They have a very nice publication called the Replant Checklist. And that checklist really helps farmers kind of estimate the surviving plant stands that they have right now, as well as estimate the yield that they can get based on the planting dates and the expected yield that they could get from that field. Basically, though, if you've got corn planted between the 25th of May and right around that 5th of June, really what we look at is about 65 to 70% of the overall yield potential of that field. However, if we start getting more into June, as we get closer towards the middle of June, around the 15th, then our overall yield expectations go down to about half.
Well, Mark, I have to say, with the rain that we've gotten, though, are some of these fields able to be replanted, or are they just too wet and not in a planting mode?
Well, no question. You know, it's best to wait till it's dry and fields are fit to go. There's still advantages to planting corn, even in certain areas all the way through the middle of June. But each individual person has to define his or her own yield expectations. If corn gets planted around the end of May, like we said, you can get about 65 to 70% of normal yield. You know, that means if your field averages normally 200 bushels per acre, you'd expect to get 130 to 140 bushels out of that particular area of replant. And for many, many situations, that's a pretty good yield yet based on what the expectations are from the farmer.
Well, that sounds better than nothing.
Absolutely.
Mark, is there ever a situation where it's just a no-brainer? It's time to go. It's time to replant.
Well, I certainly think there is, Liz, and it's easy to make the decision to me to replant in areas where you've got drown-out spots or small portions of a field, maybe that for whatever reason due to weather or insects or something like that are just not there. You know, there you can go in and you can replant, and to me those are the no-brainer ones. It's more when you get into the whole field situations. If you've got a quarter section of ground, for instance, that's just completely gone and there's no corn in there whatsoever, there a farmer might be better off at this late stage of the game going to soybeans. However, they do have to take into consideration what herbicides are on that field and make sure that if you plant soybeans out there, they're not going to die because of the herbicide application that happened. So there's certainly ample time to plant soybeans and achieve some good yields. And most of the time, we say by the end of May, for soybeans, you can still expect 85, maybe up to 90% of expected yield.
Well, are there key dates for switching our maturities for the soybeans then?
Yeah, and we're quite a ways away from that. June 20th, June 25th, kind of depending on where you are in the state, is kind of a target date that we use for switching soybean maturities. We can certainly continue planting soybeans all the way into early July. I've had guys tell me that they planted soybeans on the 4th or right after the 4th of July, and they've gotten some decent yields. So there's still plenty of time there. Let's hope, though, Liz, that we don't have to worry about that, and our weather pattern here now is going to change, and we're going to get dry, and things can go in the ground here in the next week to 10 days.
Well, that's definitely on my prayer list this week.
Absolutely.
Well, Mark, we've got a lot more to think about, and obviously planting or replanting or not is going to be high priority and on the top of anyone's tongues this week and probably into next. Anything else, though, that you want to share with our farmers today?
Well, I think, as always, they can go on to our blog, thefieldposition.com. There's always good agronomic tips and information from all of our, regional sales managers on that blog, no matter where you are, not only in Iowa, but in states. The Latham Seeds blog every Wednesday for the crop conditions that we have in our six-state marketing region. And there's information on our website as well, www.lathamseeds.com.
Again, that's www.lathamseeds.com. And check out their blog, thefieldposition.com. Mark, thanks so much for joining us again this week. Let's hope things dry out and we can talk about sunshine next week.
Absolutely. Pray for that warm weather.